As we just heard at today's Senate committee hearing, Senator Fred Thompson said the subpoena vote might be nothing more than an effort to get President Bush to invoke executive privilege. Here to discuss executive privilege is NPR's Nina Totenberg. Nina Totenberg. Nina, first remind us, how does executive privilege work?
Well, the president says, this is my prerogative as president to have confidential communications with my staff, my advisors, and you're not entitled to it. Let's establish first that there are a couple of givens, though. Presidents don't like to invoke executive privilege. And secondly, the White House, for whatever reason, has consistently fought disclosing its contacts with Enron and with other energy companies in formulating its energy policy.
Why don't presidents like to invoke executive privilege?
Well, executive privilege has the scent of Nixon and Watergate and, more recently, Clinton and Lewinsky. And President Bush has only invoked it twice, both to protect internal Justice Department memoranda in fairly obscure cases. And I should note, though, that in one of these cases, the White House actually caved in eventually after being threatened with a contempt citation by Republican Congressman Dan Burton, a contempt citation that would have specifically named President Bush. In general, though, this administration has been more resistant to producing information than any since President Nixon's. And that's not my opinion. That's the unanimous opinion of both the administration's critics and its defenders. Indeed, the president and the vice president have gone out of their way to, as they put it, try to reinvigorate presidential prerogatives and confidentiality.
Now, timing. This subpoena comes at the same time that the General Accounting Office is suing to get information about outside contacts with the vice president's energy task force, right?
And today, the Justice Department moved in court to get that lawsuit filed by the GAO dismissed. The president and vice president have characterized this lawsuit as an attempt to get their confidential conversations with their advisors. But the head of the GAO, who's a former Reagan administration official, has countered that his office isn't seeking any transcripts of confidential conversations. It's not even seeking information about internal government contacts. What it wants, it says, is a list of names, places, and subject matter discussed by the Energy Task Force members and people outside the government from Enron and other companies and trade associations.
So what usually happens then in these cases?
Well, in these cases involving Congress and the White House, and even cases like the GAO, there's usually this elaborate minuet where everybody says, never, you can't have it, I'll never give up getting it. And finally, there's some sort of an amicable or not amicable compromise reached. And the Clinton administration early on caved in a way that no other administration had, giving internal Justice Department memoranda of ongoing cases. The Reagan administration eventually caved in, giving information about the Environmental Protection Agency that led eventually to criminal convictions. So usually there's a compromise.
And if there is no compromise?
Well, then it goes to court, where there's really no Supreme Court precedent on what the prerogatives of Congress are versus the White House. In the Nixon case, the Supreme Court said there is such a thing as executive privilege, a president's right to keep stuff secret, but that was outweighed by the needs of the criminal justice system to investigate possible criminal wrongdoing. The Supreme Court, however, has never said the same thing about Congress. It's left that specifically open. So, you know, who knows? The Bush administration, if it wants to have a fight, it could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Thanks very much. NPR's Nina Totenberg.